In this bulletin, Tanya Plibersek says the previous government chose not to release a report into Australia's environment because its findings are so grim. A teenage girl in a critical condition after a stabbing in central Queensland, and Australian Stuart McSween is among four legitimate medal shots at a World Athletics Championships. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says the previous government chose not to release a report into Australia's environment because its findings are so grim. The State of the Environment is published every 5 years, and the latest report finds the environment is in a poor and deteriorating state. Tanya Plibersek says the Morrison government received the report last December and chose not to release it before the last election.
When you read the report, you'll understand why they kept it secret. This report says that the state of the Australian environment is poor and it's getting worse. If we keep doing what we have been doing, it's going to keep getting worse. So, of course, what we need to do is invest in restoring and repairing and protecting our environment, change our laws and change our systems to better protect the environment.
New South Wales commuters will face more disruptions next week as the Rail Union resumes industrial action in its long-running dispute with the government. The Rail, Tram and Bus Union has called a four-hour stoppage starting on July 28, but it will potentially have an impact in the hours before and after. The union and government remain at loggerheads over a new enterprise agreement, as well as safety modifications to the Korean-built new intercity fleet. A teenage girl is in a critical condition and a 36-year-old woman has been charged with attempted murder after a stabbing in central Queensland. Police allege the 17-year-old was stabbed several times with a knife in the regional town of Dysart. She remains in a critical but stable condition at Mackay Base Hospital. The pair are believed to be known to each other. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the country's armed forces have inflicted significant losses on Russian logistics in occupied regions. Mr. Zelensky says Russian troops have been forced to leave over 1,000 settlements, but a further 2,500 are still under enemy control.
Ukrainian armed forces managed to inflict significant logistical losses on the occupiers. It's more and more difficult for the Russian army to maintain its position in the occupied territory. Step by step, we are advancing, disrupting supplies for occupiers, identifying and neutralizing collaborators. The end result is obvious. The Ukrainian flag will be in all our cities and villages. It's just a question of time.
Stuart McSween is among four legitimate medal shots on what could be Australia's greatest ever day at a World Athletics Championships. McSween will be involved in a stacked men's 1500 metres final, joining the Tasmanian on centre stage in green and gold at Hayward Field. Will be Matthew Denny. Australia has never won more than two medals on any single day in the history of the World Championships. I'm Greg Dyatt, and that's the latest SBS News.